For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor your ways my ways. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today we have the Mass of Saint Bernadette Soubirous, or Saint Mary Bernard, as her professed name in religion was. Saint Bernadette had the great grace to see and hear Our Lady speaking and giving messages to her at Lourdes. And after these apparitions ended, the Blessed Virgin gave Saint Bernadette another special grace by calling her to religious life. This happened when she was 19 years old, and her religious vocation was clearly presented to her. She thought first of being a Carmelite, but it was not difficult for her to understand that her health was too delicate to go through the rigors of the Order of Carmel. The Bishop of Nevers, who gave spiritual guidance to Bernadette, had in his diocese the mother house of the Sisters of Charity, and the bishop asked her what her future intentions for her life were. She responded, "Dear Bishop, all I ask is to stay in this house as a servant." "But my child," he answered, "haven't you thought of becoming a religious like the sisters you are so close to?" And she answered, "Oh, Bishop, I have never believed this was possible for an ignorant and poor child like me." Saint Bernadette was worried, since she became from very poor family, which couldn't give her a dowry, that is, a sum of money necessary to enter a convent. But the bishop assured her that when there was a clear indication of a vocation, a young girl could be exempted from the dowry if she couldn't afford it. Bernadette promised to think the bishop's proposal, since she knew a decision so important like this should not be done without consideration, reflection, and most of all, prayer. And the bishop, too, was very pleased with her prudence and recommended her to take her time and to make a decision with complete liberty and without haste. So after much prayer, Saint Bernadette was convinced it was Our Lady's will that she should enter the convent. But after her decision, she experienced attacks of illnesses. The need to try several medicines to cure her delayed her entrance. And in the year 1866, she wrote, "I'm more convinced than ever to leave the world. Now I have definitely decided and hope to leave it soon." And finally, that great day came in July of 1866. She was then 22 years old. She visited her beloved grotto for the last time with a farewell from the heart, and she said, "See this grotto, it was my heaven on earth." And finally, she said goodbye to her family and friends, and then she left her birthplace and never returned. Before departing, she said a prayer inspired from the Magnificat, in thanksgiving for the poverty of her servant. Speaking to Our Lady, she said, "Yes, dear Mother, you have come down to the earth to appear to a weak child. You, Queen of heaven and earth, have chosen what was the most humble according to the world." Dear children, Saint Bernadette had to go through same kinds of sacrifices like all great saints of God. She loved her home, her parents, and her siblings greatly, but she was first of all the handmaid of God. Holy Prophet Isaiah writes in today's epistle, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor your ways my ways." Prophet Isaiah himself had to go through many tribulations and martyrdom while preaching penance to his people. You children, of you God might not demand such a great sacrifice, but one day you too will need to find your own vocation in life, separated from or independent rarely from your parents and your teachers. That day when you do need to leave them might be a little bit sad, as it was to Saint Bernadette when she had to depart from her beloved village and from her beloved grotto. But your most important vocation in life, children, is to always think the thoughts of God and walk in His ways. Later, when the Church searched very carefully what kind of life Saint Bernadette had lived when preparing for her beatification, this was said of her. The testimony was this: Bernadette was very ordinary, but when asked if she was faithful to the rules, if she needed to be corrected for disobedience or in reference to the vows of poverty, chastity, all the sisters agreed and said, "Oh no, none of this. She was always most obedient and most humble in following commands and the orders in our monastery." And that is just the vocation which God has in reserve for every one of you. You don't need to be extraordinary, but to do your ordinary things extraordinary well. Be always the devoted servant of Our Lady. That's all it takes. Because even the most modest or most ordinary deeds which you do in life, they become precious, even more precious than gold or money. All this when you do them, these deeds, in honor of your heavenly Mother. After the apparitions, Saint Bernadette's life was most ordinary and humble, but she became saint, as you will become, when you too always think the thoughts of Mary and walk on the ways of our Lord. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.